if we want to go to something else, I think Shanna might bring it down.
We can move on down the agenda.
The thing would be is the county is, who pays for it? It goes in the county building. And when they listen to the minutes, that was discussion last time to determine. So you just needed direction.
Employee benefits and renewal information with Aulis Acres and Arnie.
Good morning.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you.
Fancy new chairs here. I'm trying to figure these out. Okay, we have just a packet of renewal information to walk through with you guys. We did reserve a spot in closed session if you guys would so choose to discuss strategy around bidding versus not bidding versus, you know, what you want me to do and engaging with Cox Health Plans or other carriers. So this is going to be a pretty truncated review. If you pull the spreadsheets out that are in the front of your packet, you can see that Cox Health Plans is asking for an 8% renewal increase out of the gate. That holds through with each of your plans, the base plan, the buy-up, and the HSA plan. They have provided an option, and as you know, we can go back and tinker with the plans if we so choose. So this is not the only option by any means. It's just one of what could be many if that's what the commission decides to go with. But there is where they're coming out of the gate. They are offering a split rate cap with that, meaning that if your loss ratio is below 85%, they'll cap the renewal increase at 6%. Then the real rate cap, as I call it, is if you have a higher than 85% loss ratio, then they would cap it at 12% for next year. That's included. We can get some more options. And then I have in the packet the rate development, how they came up with their 8%. If you'd like to go through that now, we can, or if you'd like to wait and talk it through whenever we're deciding whether we want to go to bid, we can do that at that point.
What was our loss ratio? Do you have that information in here?
Yes. It's basically before the taking out shock losses, it's 89%. After taking out shock, it's 86%. Your shock losses have cleaned up considerably. So whereas we used to have, at one point had 2 pages worth of people with claims over $25,000, we're down to just a few. And some of those folks that are on the list are not actually employed at this point with the county either. So I believe we've got some good grounds for discussions with Cox Health Plans, but I would recommend we have those when they're not listening in. The dental is something that I know that maybe some commission members have heard some discussions around providers with our friends at Delta Dental. We are under a 2-year rate hold right now with Delta, so if the price would not change for the coming year. However, we don't have to stay with Delta. If the commission would prefer to look around or do something different, we can do that. Just to kind of cue up that conversation. After we made the decision to go with Delta and actually enrolled with them last year, they sent out a note to providers. Mrs. Gaynor has joined me up here. That basically changed the compensation for some. According to Delta's information, 85% of dentists either had their rates stay the same or actually went down. 15% of dentists had a reduction in their fees, but then they were also given the option, if they would be an exclusive provider with Delta Dental, then their fees would be higher. Several dentists took that because a lot of dentists only take Delta right now anyway, and so they said, sure, I'll take the higher reimbursement. Park Crest Dental specifically, which is a dental practice that's, you know, several people go to, has decided not to be a Delta Dental provider, and they just recently sent out notes to their patients letting them know that. And so obviously folks that go to Park Crest are not pleased that they're not in network anymore. So bottom line, price is the same with Delta. We have not seen a mass exodus of providers, and Erica is much more attuned to the dental side of things than I am. That's why she's joining me up here. But that's kind of the lay of the land as it stands right now, although I know you guys have had some discussions with staff, and I know Mrs. Moeller certainly had some discussions with staff as well, so I wanted to just get that out on the table and discuss it.
I'm trying to remember. So we dealt with this last year, and it was right after, you just said, like, right after the renewal, they did a, that's when they came out with this, and then there was concerns then.
Was it November that they sent out their
Correct.
Letter to the dentist?
Correct.
And we'd already made our decisions,
right.
Already had, so yes, it was kind of after the fact.
Okay.
And it took effect starting in January.
And the way we were looking at it at that time was, the way we left it was, let's see what happens, see who actually does take it, who doesn't take it, and kind of go from there.
Correct.
So this is how we got to this point now.
Yes, and I do have information on your, just to give you an idea, on your top five providers. Nathan Woodward is your top dental provider, but their office does not participate in any dental network. And then Jeffrey Rick, Christian Willard, Suzanne Quigg, and Jacob Ramsey, those are your next top four, and they all signed the exclusive with Delta. So those are your top five providers. Like I said, the first one does not participate in any network, and the other four took the exclusive.
And then is Ramsey and Quigg, they're both in the same?
They're with Branson Dental.
Okay. Yes.
So does the insurance follow the dentist, or does it follow the company, or does it depend on the company?
It typically follows the dental office, okay. And their entire office does not. Their entire office took the exclusive.
Okay.
Those are just the top two dentists within that office,
yes.
But there's other dentists in that office further down the list.
Oh, yes. You have several that, yes.
I'd be curious as to, in that office, what the makeup is as far as numbers.
Okay.
We can add those up. It is probably, in total, just because there's more dentists, it's probably the largest provider for on other groups when we've done that math. That's what we've seen. Chris Willard does have a lot of people that go to see him.
Yeah.
Jeff Rick does, too. So
and they're all Delta exclusive.
And they're all Delta exclusive, yes.
Are there any updates on the specialists as far as the numbers on
that? There is not. I can request one from Delta, though.
We've not heard of anyone coming off. Typically, we would, you know, get that note, and we've not been informed that anybody's going away.
On the ones that you say are not participating, like, say, Park Crest, for instance, or the other, then does that mean that you cannot go to them as an out-of-network provider? They just pay nothing?
Actually, no. They still would be an out-of-network provider. Oftentimes, in practice, the provider, the dentist office, will still file your claim for you, although they don't have to. But yes, Delta would pay, but they would not pay as much, and therefore the employee that went there, well, it happens all the time with Dr. Woodward, right? I mean, in other words, I believe they file on behalf of the employee, but if there's any more due after the the visit, then the employee would have to pay that difference to the dentist office.
So if they went ahead and went to Dr. Woodward, you're saying there's no change. They could still go. Okay. Because a letter was sent out that was kind of deceitful. It made it sound like you need to change dentist if you wanted to be covered by Delta.
Okay. Well, Erica, let's check and verify for sure that there's no changes there. But to my knowledge, there shouldn't be any change. It's just he has never taken any dental network, right? So he doesn't take Delta. He doesn't take anybody we'd go to. There's nobody we can go to where he would be in network.
Okay.
But Delta's not changed. They would still pay for it as an out-of-network provider.
Yes. You have out-of-network benefits under the plan, and again, I'm pretty sure that they do go ahead and file for the employees. It's just the difference that they then have to pay.
Don, have you got anything on that? You know, we was talking about the letter where Delta sent out where they need to change providers in order to be covered by their insurance. You've not seen it. Okay.
And it looks like you have roughly 105 that go to Branson Dental, whereas Woodward is roughly 162.
Okay. So
I would hope to get confirmation that they would still cover Woodward or the others as an out-of-network provider. I don't want them to do like they did last time, if they sign the agreement and then renege on it.
Right. We will verify that both, and we'll call Dr. Woodward's office to make sure, too.
Thank you.
Then we can report back to you.
As far as on the health insurance, we can go in exec if you want, but I think typically you go back to them and negotiate a little.
If that's what the commission prefers, and what I'd like to discuss in private, if we could, is just give me my marching orders. I kind of walk through what I see in the renewal, and then see what we would ask of them in order to, if a no bid offer is what we've done in the past. We did go out to market last year on all lines, so this is not a mandatory bid year. We have to go every three, for sure. But last year we went, so this year it's our choice.
Right. So I'm assuming the request is to go into exec so we can discuss that.
Yes, sir.
Move to go into executive session pursuant to 610.021, subsection 3 and 12 for personnel and contracts.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Brandon, aye.
Sheila, aye.
Mike, aye. Motion carries.